Welcome to the Our Moral Compass podcast. Each daily reading focuses on a different quote on how we can best apply it to our own moral compass in one of the five areas in social-emotional learning: self-awareness, self-management, social awareness, relationship skills, and responsible decision-making. Thank you for listening, and we hope you consider subscribing to the podcast for future episodes. It's what you believe. Feet. What do I need them for? If I have wings to fly. Frida Kahlo. Belief is a powerful thing to have, and something that is needed now more than ever. It is a state of mind in which trust or confidence is placed either with someone or something. The famous Mexican painter Frida Kahlo, who was known for her self-portraits, overcame a serious bus accident she was in to inspire people around the world through her paintings. She showed that despite certain obstacles that can be in your way, you can overcome anything if you put your mind to it. It is true that our moral compass is built through our development in the five areas of social-emotional learning, but it all starts with a belief system in what you are capable of and accomplishing in your life. Frida Kahlo's quote reminds us of this. Frida eventually had to have one of her legs amputated, and from this is where today's quote was penned in her diary. She did not let her physical pain affect her in her ability to produce beautiful artwork. I think the meaning behind her quote is that the loss of her leg was only something that physically affected her ability to do things. It did not affect her heart, and it did not affect her mind to accomplish other things in life that she aspired to do. This allowed her to use her wings to fly and continue to reach new heights. Again, it is all became a mindset, a positive growth mindset. As long as she believed she could soar and rise above whatever trials and tribulations in life she would face, her potential was unlimited. What does this quote mean to you, and how can you best apply today's message towards defining or refining your own moral compass? To subscribe to the daily blog via email, please go to our website, ourmoralcompass.com. Special thanks goes to Kevin McLeod for relaxing piano music on incompetech.com. A special thank you to FeedSpot for recognizing the Our Moral Compass podcast as one of the top 10 social-emotional learning podcasts on the internet. It is an honor to be amongst the other podcasts on this list as we all strive to make this world a better place.